Father Frank Pavone Slams Moral Corruption of the Democrat Platform. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 27, 2020. The National Director of Priests for Life, Father Frank Pavone, said Monday he will now dedicate himself full-time to see President Trump re-elected in November. There are numerous reasons why neither I nor any other believer or patriot can vote for Democrats in this election, Father Pavone said in a communique sent to Breitbart News. And I will be more loud and clear about that in these next 99 days, when my full-time work will be to communicate that moral message. As Breitbart News reported this weekend, church authorities have asked Pavone to renounce his official involvement in the Trump campaign. Yet while obeying this directive by resigning from advisory boards, the priest said he will still work to see Trump re-elected in an unofficial capacity. In his statement, Father Pavone insisted that his efforts on behalf of Trump represent not primarily a political advocacy, but a moral one. The priest offered a litany of reasons why he believes that no serious Christian should vote for Joe Biden, a Catholic, over Donald Trump in November's election. As if we are supposed to distance ourselves from the most pro-life president in history and instead embrace Biden, who wants no restrictions on abortion and wants us to pay for it, Pavone exclaimed. The president is supporting the freedom of the church more than the bishops are, the priest declares, whereas Biden wants to restore the HHS mandate which various dioceses, Priests for Life, the Little Sisters, and numerous others fought all the way to the Supreme Court. Moreover, he continues, Trump defends America in the face of the Biden-Sanders vision of socialism. President Trump advocates for the rights of students to pray in school and speak their mind on campus, and the rights of parents to send their children to Catholic schools or any other school of their choice, he notes. In his communique, Father Pavone also denounces the hypocrisy of media outlets that want to make it look like I'm distancing myself from Trump or his re-election. Nothing could be farther from the truth, he states. This pattern of reporting is hypocrisy. It's fake news, and it's a manifestation of the Trump derangement syndrome that infects certain people both in society and in the church, he declares. Personally, I am an independent, he concludes. But it is a moral obligation for me and for all of us in the church, clergy and laity alike, to point out the moral corruption of the Democrat platform. I will sacrifice my life before failing to do that, he states. Follow @WilliamsRome.